going to say much. I'm just going to let him flow from here. But welcome, Mervis, and minister as the Lord has laid on your heart. We receive from you. Can we just posture our hearts to receive? Some of you maybe don't know him, but just he's a good guy from our side. His elders, you can trust him. And just open up your hearts to receive from him this morning. Amen. Father, we just trust you for Mervis as he minister. Pray, Lord, that we will just posture our hearts to receive from a Father, but from the Father of heaven, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will come and release your heart through Mervis and what you want to come and say to us as a congregation as we are in an exciting season. And Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear our great shepherd speak. So we posture ourselves, Lord. Come and do as you purpose, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is it okay if I stand? Could we maybe just for a couple of more moments just wait on the Lord? If it's not obvious by now that the Lord has really come to romance you, He's really come to touch your hearts. You know, when there's a move of the Spirit like there is this morning, it's a gift. To hold it wisely and to hold it tenderly. So maybe just for a couple of moments, where you are, just close your eyes and just wait on the Lord. Just a couple of more moments. When we wait on you, you renew our strength. When we wait on you, you heal our brokenness. When we wait on you, we see your face, we see your face when we wait on you. When we wait on you, you move, you breathe. When we wait on you, we see your face. When we wait on you, we see your face. And we fall in love. When we wait on you, we see your face, and we fall in love with you. Oh, when we wait on you, we see your face, and we fall sitting at your feet. Here we are again. King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be. just want to be with you, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Can we just sing that? And King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Yeah. And King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be. We just want to be with you, King of glory, and King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you, King, and King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Yeah, King and King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Oh, we just want to be with you. King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah. We just want to be with you. Will you sing it with all your heart? This morning say, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. Yes, Lord. We just want to be with you. As loud as you can, tell him, and King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Yeah. And King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Just for the last time, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. Want to see your face. Oh, it's your presence. It's all we want is your presence. All we want is your presence. Just one moment in your presence changes everything, Lord. One glimpse of your eyes changes everything, Lord. Oh, we could never be the same when we hear you speak. Never be the same when we look into Your eyes, it's your presence we want. Your presence we want. Your presence, we don't want to move. Unless we move with you. We don't want to move unless we move with you. So show us your face. Show us your face. As King of glory, in this place, we just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be. Just want to be with you.
Amen. I don't want to rush moments with him. Because we're sitting at a table. This morning there's a feast prepared. And the invitation is simple. Come, sit. Eat. Feast. And it's true, you know. You can have 1,000 teachings up front, but one glimpse of him. One true encounter with his presence will change you forever. We just came from the U.S. We were ministering there and into a church. This particular one Sunday morning was the last Sunday in the States. And they have two services back to back. And I was asked to teach the Sunday morning. And I prayed and I felt the Lord saying to me, I need to teach on the beauty of Jesus. Just speak into their hearts. Trying to cultivate, nurture, awaken deeper hunger for him. And I was about 15 minutes into the teaching. Not that it was a teaching, it was more of a heart talk, you know. Just a heart talk about him. And so it's this this tailored church, you know, everything is in place. And when I speak to worship teams, I would always say to them, you know, if you've ever stayed in a 5-star hotel room, you can see it's beautiful once you go in. Just really beautiful because, you know, no one lives there. You know, because if people lives in a home, especially when there's kids, it gets messy. And the house of the Lord should be like that, a little bit messy. And this church was one of those churches, and I'm not judging them at all, but it felt like it was so tailored that there was no room for him. And so I was speaking about 15 minutes into the message. One of the elders sitting right in the front row started shouting, interrupting. I mean, I was halfway through a sentence. And he started shouting, Jesus, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I got to have you. I want more. And he started weeping loudly, sobbing. Now he's shaking and he falls from his chair to the ground, screaming, crying out unto Jesus. I mean, it's one of those moments that took me by surprise. And I didn't know what to do in the moment, so I said, is there anyone that feels the same? And I just put the mic down.
And they started running to the front, weeping. The beauty of Jesus just came upon them. It overflowed into the second service. We didn't close the first one. They just kept weeping right till the end of the morning, returning to their first love. There is something about His name. And may you today find a fresh faith in your journey. May you today find a fresh hunger and a almost like a violent hunger for His presence. I think I'm going to take 5 minutes to share and maybe then just minister over one and then because we have Him, you know. And I don't really know where to share with what I prepared. In the beginning of the year, I was praying and I was just spending time in the secret place. And I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me concerning the year that's ahead. And I felt Him saying to me that He wants to break a spirit of apathy over a generation. You know what's apathy? Lack of desire. Lack of hunger. And as He spoke those words saying, I want to break a spirit of apathy over the hearts of a generation. It's kind of, I felt like Him saying to me, the spirit over this generation is apathy. And that spirit is within the church and upon His bride. Lack of desire. Lack of hunger. And so I ask Him and I say, so how are we going to break this apathy that's upon the heart of your people? And I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me clearly. And He said to me, by revealing the beauty and the majesty of Jesus. And I felt Him saying to me, the strategy in this hour from the Father's heart to the church to bring them into more, to bring them into a measure of fullness is a fresh vision of Jesus. A church, a bride that will fall back in love with Him. You know, Christianity is hard when you're not in love. You know, Christianity is costly when you're not in love. But the moment you fall in love, it changes the game. It changes the rules. It's really a game changer. And if you've ever been in love with anyone, you know precisely what I'm speaking about. I mean, you did crazy things when you were in love and there was no cost to it because you had a burning heart in your chest. The moment you fall out of love with Him, it becomes hard. Oh, your heart, beloved, was made to burn. Your heart was made for intimacy. Your heart was made for communion. Your heart was made for fellowship. Your heart was made to burn with love. I was thinking about it this morning. Worship is not really our gift to Him. Worshiping Him is really His gift to us. We need to worship. We were made for intimacy. We were made to burn. But the heart drifts quickly. And we can so quickly get entangled in the Christian way and neglect the Christian King. A.W. Tozer said something so profound. He said, no amount of service in the King's courts could make up for the neglect of the King Himself. God didn't make you for the way He made you for Himself. And it's out of that context, heart to heart, face to face, in our oneness with Him, we find our life and we flow from that reality. You were made for Him. You were made for intimacy. And there's this prayer in John 17. I mean, it's a prayer that's really close to my heart. It's very clear to see when you do a study in Scripture that Jesus had a very profound and a very extreme and a very extravagant prayer life. But His prayers
aren't really recorded. We have little glimpses, but John 17 is one of those little glimpses where a curtain is pulled back and we see God the Son praying the perfect will of God the Father through God the Spirit. And we see what's been inside of God's heart for all eternity. It's one of those prayers. You want to get caught up in the words that Jesus are saying to his dad. And he prays many things, but it climaxes here from verse 24 down to verse 26. And Jesus uses a strong word and he says, Father, I desire. He's really saying, Father, we desire. And he highlights three aspects of burning, of longing, three cries in his heart. He's standing before the Father and he's saying, Father, I desire. We've been desiring this for all eternity. Point one, that those whom you have given me would be where I am, will be with me. Isn't it amazing? He's standing in the very hour where Golgotha is waiting for him. And he's looking up into his Abba's face and he's praying for you. And he's praying the desire of his heart and he's saying, I want them to be with me. You were made to be with him. That was Genesis 1. That was the purpose. To be with him. Father, I want them to be with me. Second thing, that you would show them my glory. That you would reveal who I am to them. I want my bride to be fascinated with me. And we can unpack that thing, you know, in a theological way. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. By beholding Jesus, you look into the fullness of God. But he's praying, he's saying, Father, pull back the curtain. I want my bride's eyes to sparkle with revelation. I want her heart to be dazzled with beauty. I want her to know me. One, be with me. Two, know me. I want her to know me. And then it ends, Father, that the love that you have for me would be in her. That she would love me the way you love me. Can you see that? I mean, Jesus is standing. There's the cross. He's in that hour. It's stepping into it. He's looking into the Father's face and he's saying, Father, I want my bride to be with me, to know me, and to love me. Those three points have become my prayer life. I want to be with you. I want to know you. And I want to love you. The way the Father loves you. Have you ever just considered with what fierce love the Father loves Jesus? Just think about it for a moment. How do you think the Father loves Jesus? And then Jesus is saying, Father, I want that love to be in her. And the other day, I was ministering in Etchmead, and we were worshiping. I mean, we were singing something I can't remember. And I kind of had a glimpse, a vision. And not that it is that way before the throne, but he showed me something of his heart. Because I believe Jesus is still praying John 17 before the throne of mercy. And I had this picture. I had this picture of Jesus standing before his Father. We are worshiping here in the earth, and he's saying, Father, I want the love that you have for me to be in her heart. Give her that love. I want my bride to love me. And then while Jesus is praying that, I had this picture of the Father saying to him, son, just wait a moment. Just wait. Just listen. Just look. there his name rises like incense before the throne. And the Father looks at the Son and he says, I am busy doing it by my Spirit. You will have a bride that would love you the way I love you when you return for her. I am working in her, Son. I am causing her to love you more and more, day by day. She will love you, Son, the way I love you when I'm done with her. I'm doing it. It's really the question of questions, you know. I was thinking about this. Scripture is not clear, but history tells us that the Apostle Peter was crucified upside down. The one who, when he was a young man, thought he was braver than the rest, yet he was the first to deny, you know. And the Peter who denied Jesus to little children, years later, is saying, you can take my life, but I'm not worthy to be crucified the way he has been. Put me upside down. The same Peter. And I felt the Holy Spirit asking me a question weeks ago, saying, what happened to the Peter that denied Jesus to children? To the Peter that would be crucified upside down because of his love of Jesus? And I heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, he got asked a question. And the question was, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? You know, and then he goes further by saying, feed my sheep. And somehow we always fall to the feed my sheep part more than to the love me part. Jesus was saying to Peter, the first command, Peter, you need to get the first thing right if you want to do the second thing. Peter, if you want to make it to the end, you've got to get the love me thing right first. Because if you take love out of your heart, Peter, you won't see the end. Paul, if you take love out of your heart, you won't see the end. You have to have a burning heart with a fiery love for the one who stands above the circles of the earth. And I almost felt like this morning, he's asking you, do you love me? Do you love me the way you used to? You remember the church of Ephesus? The first love issue. I mean, you know, there's a Bible college here and you've got some of the best teachers. But Ephesus was born in Acts 19, most probably the church in the New Testament with the wildest revival. Ephesus didn't have a smooth transition. The Spirit of the Lord, the fire of God fell on her and she was born. And Jesus writes to her in the book of Revelation. And he says to her just simply, you don't love me the way you used to when you were still young. Because hearts drift. So maybe this morning, what I'm sensing in my heart is a recalibration to be fascinated again, to be surprised and amazed again, to be undone and overwhelmed again by the beauty of Jesus. And to have the Holy Spirit wake up a cry in you that will say, I want to love you, Jesus, the way the Father loves you. Why? Because you are worthy of that kind of love. You are worthy of that kind of love. We need a fresh vision of Jesus. And we need a fresh encounter with Jesus. So I'm going to close on that. I have many other things to say, but I actually prepared a different teaching. I prepared a teaching on prayer. To encounter Jesus in the place of prayer. But it's very evident to see that we're not going to that place today. There's an invitation to fall in love again. There's really an invitation to fall in love again. You know, I want to fall so deep into love that I can't get out of it ever. How in love are you this morning? How in love are you this morning? Is there a violent hunger in you to encounter, to know, to see, to behold, to love Him? I was reading a book that Ruan gave me on the plane to the States. I'm a slow reader. But this book gripped me, and I cried from page one to page 200 and something. The guy next to me on the plane, it was an 8-hour flight. He must have thought, this guy, there's something wrong with him. I literally cried all the way. And then I will get a headache from all the crying, and I would just stop for a moment. And then when the headache leaves, I will read further and start crying again. It was one of those books that just wrecked me, you know. But one of the things that this guy mentions in this book, and it wounded me when he said it, and I hope you hear, and I might end with this. And he said something so profound to me, at least, and he said, obedience is not enough. You can obey and not love the person you obey. The obedience that God desires is an obedience that's rooted in love. Rooted in passion. It's a warm obedience, not cold. It's an obedience that comes from the heart. Beloved, we don't have a paper religion. We have friendship with God. But if you don't have that, any obedience is good. But he wants an obedience that comes from desire to love. So maybe for a moment, if you can close your eyes, and I'm done. I might want to minister over one or two, but I don't really know. I'm going to ask for a response and then maybe lead us in a song or something. But such a simple message this morning. Do you love me? I want you to love me. I want you to love me. I want your heart to burn. With passion, desire, hunger. Return to your first love. And so, this morning I want to ask you, if you need to return, if you need to come back to a burning heart, if you need to come back to a violent hunger, if you need to come back to discover the beauty of Jesus, if you need to get your eyes back on that man with the burning eyes, if you've been doing the Christian way but you've been neglecting the Christian King, there has to be a turnaround this morning. If that's you, I don't know how you want to respond. If you want to bow or stand, it's you and him. It's your heart and his heart. I just want to make room for you two to have a moment. You respond however you feel you need to. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. So we want King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, Jesus, come. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Jesus, come. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Oh, I'm returning. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah, we just want to be with you. If there's a cry in your heart, will you start crying this out with me? Saying, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah, we just want to be with you. King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah, we just want to be with you, King of glory and King of glory. Fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yes, God. We just want to be with you. Louder now, just sing it now. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Just want to be with you, yeah. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be. Can we sing it again and again and fall in love this morning? And King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah, we just want to be with you. King of glory, come. And King of glory, fill this place.
to be with you. Yeah, Jesus, we just want to be with you. Yeah. And King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. One more time, sing. King of glory. We just want to be with you. We just want to be. Will you lift your hands with you, sitting, standing, and just start singing in the Spirit now. Just want to be, le, le, le. I want you to cry out, you know. Not just, I want you to cry from the depth of your heart. Cry out unto the Lord. Wake up love in your heart. Come, Jesus. Break apathy from our hearts this morning. Give us hunger for you. Give us hunger for you, Jesus. Give us hunger. Yeah, yeah. Kere raba silele me. La 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 la. And I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. And I'm so in love with you. You're so beautiful. and I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with Jesus, and Jesus in love with you. You're so beautiful.
Just for one more time.
So in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Jesus in love with you. You're so beautiful. So King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be. Want to be with you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. As we sing, come, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Yeah, yeah. We just want to be with you. Can we sing it again? Just look at him. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Just one more time. Jesus and King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Yeah.
I had an image of almost like my wedding day, and I was dancing with the groom. And as I was dancing, I got so overwhelmed by the fact that I was in the arms of the groom, that in my wedding dress and everything, I just fell on the floor. And it was the first dance, and I fell on the floor. And the whole wedding stopped just so that the bride could fall on the floor and weep at the feet of the groom and say, "You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful."
Amen. I think the lovers that the Lord is looking for, I know, is the ones that actually at times break out of the boxes of the 2 hours. Like, we have to finish at 11. And I know I want to honor people's time, but I don't want to just rush it off. And so, in a sense, like, this church, when I arrived here in 2001, November, this church name was First Love Church. And I was quite amazed with this name, because it was like, "Yo, First Love, we love you first." And then when somebody just told me, it's like that name was actually given to this congregation as a warning that we will not lose our first love. And yes, we are called Josh Chen, A.M. Josh Chen, but Joshua took the nation. And Joshua is the one that lingered. when everyone stood at their tents, just watch how Joshua and Moses went into the tent of meeting. Joshua stayed behind. And yes, we are Joshua and Joshua generation, and I'm really trusting that we'll take the land that the Lord has given us as lovers of Jesus. As lovers, that we'll go as we plant, as we go, that we'll go as people that loves Jesus. Because, I mean, Paul, Moses, Peter, they're no greater. They were men and women like us, but they loved Jesus. And Lord did great things through him. So, Father, I pray, just as this word come, Lord, we want to position our hearts as a congregation, and we want to say, "Yes, Lord, we want to love you first. Love you first, Lord." Lord, and I know that you will continue to remind us as a people that we are to love you first. Will you imprint something in our hearts in this day, God? Will you imprint this in our hearts, that we are lovers of Jesus? Lovers of Jesus. Break, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you right now, and I pray that over this congregation, every apathy, everything that has been hindering hearts to love Jesus, Lord, that you will come by your anointing, by your Holy Spirit, and that you will break that thing off of us. And there will be a hunger in this place in the name of Jesus. A hunger for your presence, a hunger to be with Jesus. Lord, we trust you, Lord, for Joshua's in our midst that will linger, that will stay and sit at the feet of our, in the presence of our King God. Lord, come. And as you told Daniel, God, those who know their God will carry out great exploits, God. We want to know you. We want to love you, God. So here we are, God. Here we are. Thank you, Father. Just Brendan saw this picture of just how people are running out of the graves. Just taking hold. There's a song. Running out of this grave and just into what the Lord has. And I wanted to give him time, but just the time, I want to just allow time so people can linger. But there's a run out of the graves, the tombs that hold you back, that makes you not grabbing hold of Jesus. And let's be lovers of Jesus. Yeah. Thanks, Mervis, for sharing. And I think Ingrid, if you could just continue to play. If you just want to still connect with the Lord, and we're just going to allow that time for that. There's coffee and tea outside. But for those that just want to linger a bit longer, we'll just you're welcome to do that. Just break out of the boxes of what you feel. And if you have to go, you're free to go. But if you still want to just linger, we want to just create space for that. So, Father, we just thank you for this day. And I pray as we go that we'll go with faith and with a hunger for you. And I pray that we'll be a people that will linger and stay, not just when we are on Sunday, but in our homes, in the workplace, wherever we go, God, in the schools. We trust you for that, Lord. Thanks so much for joining us today, and have a wonderful day. Sunday with your families.
Sure.